Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What the progressive saw was an unparalleled opportunity to sow chaos and to push for their vision of essentially, let's cut through the nice language, a culturally Marxist society.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
China is buying up huge amounts of American farmland, and much of it is curiously close to key U.S. nuclear sites. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I found during my reporting in Montana about communist China's aggressive ambitions in the United States. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got to talk about how great the economy is going in just a second.
Fantastic.
But first, quick reminder about the great, great folks at healthycell.com/chicks. These are the people, if you are still a person who is trying to swallow down a giant capsule or tablet or pill as your multivitamin every morning, why are you putting yourself through that? Why would you do that? There is absolutely no reason. And the reason that that is a terrible idea, by the way, is because you don't even absorb all the good nutrients that you need out of a pill or a capsule or a tablet. But with Healthy Cell, which come in these little gel packs, you just rip off this top, squirt it right in your mouth, and swallow down the jelly goodness that is a packet of Healthy Cell. And they don't just have multivitamins. They've got stuff special for your immune system, like the Immune Super Boost. They've got stuff to help you sleep, which is amazing. So all of their products super, super absorb into your body. They give you what your body is craving. It's so good for you. So good, in fact, that Dr. Peter McCullough, huge, huge fan. He also takes Healthy Cell. So we highly recommend it. You can get more information about it and 20% off your first order when you go to healthycell.com/chicks.
And you go to our website, chicksonright.com, because that is the place where all good things come. And that is chick stuff. So you go there, bookmark it, love it, live it, all the good things.
Did want to quickly remind everybody too, you guys, we're getting so close now to our meet and greet to Camp Tono, which is happening in Florida on September 10th. We're getting very, very excited about it. Plans are in full swing. All the details are starting to come together and we're working very hard at it. But if you have not yet gotten your Camp Tono t-shirt, don't forget about our good friends at GratefulAmericanApparel.com because they are selling the official Chicks on the Right meet and greet t-shirt, but they also have really cool other patriotic t-shirts that you can get. And all of the proceeds go to help veterans causes, first responders causes. It's such a good, good thing that you do anytime that you make a purchase from GratefulAmericanApparel.com. So please, please think about doing that if you haven't already. But we got to get on to the matters of the day. And so if you missed Joe Biden's presser yesterday, you guys, he just lies. I mean, I know we should be used to that by now, considering this is like decades and decades of lying about his schooling, of him plagiarizing, of him just lying through his teeth all the time. But it doesn't get more ridiculous than it got yesterday. Watch.
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Oh, my God.
That is a lie. That's a lie.
He never met any of his son's business associates either. He never did. This guy's a full of crap.
People that are defending him. And I will give him the benefit of the doubt for a half second, because I know where the zero number comes from is that there was a 0% increase from June to July. And that's fine. He could have just said that. But to come out and say that clearly, that July had 0% inflation, is not just a lie, it's freaking irresponsible and crazy, because everybody feels inflation. Like, you don't get to say, people, there's no inflation. It's not happening, when everybody clearly feels it. Inflation year over year, which is the correct measurement of it, for July, from July of last year, 8.5%. That is huge and significant. We all feel it. And his lies don't help anyone. I was blown away that he said that out loud. Blown away.
Well, I wonder if they like get in a room, right? And they say, okay, because I mean, they control the messaging, right? I mean, they tell all of their little minions, if we just say it, maybe these idiots will believe it. Because there are idiots out there who will take this and they'll run with it. And they want so badly for him to have a win because, you know, there've been a lot of, people have been saying he's had wins this week. And so because he's had a couple wins this week, that his approval rating maybe will go up like 1%. And that's a good thing. And then maybe he should run again in 2024. Oh my God, it's going to be so great. And so this is the thing. Like they are just grasping. They're just grasping at things. And people, you know, there are maybe like a couple, handful of people out there that will think that this is a great thing. If he just says it, it'll be true. This is the same thing as them, you know, redefining crap.
Yeah.
But there are stupid people, Mox. A lot of stupid people out there who will, you know, who will just like grasp onto this, right?
Right. Oh, there are. And the people that are, you know, it's just like I said, the people that are trying to defend this are saying, well, it's true. It's true because there was 0% increase from June to July. It doesn't matter. That's not what he said. If he would have said that, no one could argue it. No one could argue it. But it doesn't change the fact that we are still all suffering from a hot, hot, hot inflation rate that has only barely trickled down in 1 month's time. It doesn't signify that there's a huge downward trend. And it certainly doesn't mean that we're at 0% inflation, which is what he said. And to your point, it is messaging because watch what Kamala also said yesterday.
We learned that last month, our economy had 0% inflation. In July, we saw a drop in gas prices and a range of other goods like clothing and airfares and household appliances, which means more money in the pockets of working families. Combined with the fact that our nation created more than 500,000 jobs last month, it is clear that our nation is making progress.
No, they didn't. No. No,
that's the spin.
Yeah. And they're going to keep spinning it. And then they'll tell all their little, you know, their little minions, the people that love them so much, all the little Democrat, you know, talking heads. This is what you need to start saying to people and just take it and run with it.
And they are. They so are. In fact, it went to the late night talk shows because this is Colbert. This is Colbert, who has literally gone completely off the rails. Like he's always been crazy. But now the fact that he buys into this nonsense hook, line and sinker, even with the caveat at the end, he's still carrying their water. Look at this
vehicle he wakes up in. And it's not just bad news for our ex-president. There's also good news for our current president, because today the Labor Department reported that inflation dropped to zero. It is flat. Inflation up for the year, but flat from June to July. And not
so up for the year, he says, like, you know, just as an aside, but flat from June to July. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't know how they can look at this as good news.
Isn't Colbert an insurrectionist, or is that?
He apparently there were some staffers, yes, but they all got off without a warrant. It was just a
That's
slap
right.
on the wrist.
That's right, because that Democrat privilege, right? That's what it is.
Well, and the problem with all of this, of course, is that when the spin gets created this way, when the messaging gets created this way, then Biden actually believes it. Like he's told what to say, obviously, by his handlers. But then it's like he starts to believe that he is the cause of anything good. And so, you know, we've seen video recently of him from back in March of last year saying, listen, if my policies don't work, then, you know, and we see inflation not being transitory, then I know I've got to change my policies, right? Well, now he's looking at this like this.
First, the economic plan is working. And second, it's building an economy that will reward work. Wages are up this month, provide opportunity, help the middle class, and still have work to do, but we're on track.
They're on track. It's working, you guys. Everything he's doing is working.
Oh my God. This is a freaking nightmare. Such a nightmare. Oh my God. And like I said, there's so many people out there that think that they are on the right track. And like all of the spending is what makes it work. Spend, mm-hmm. spend, spend. Yeah, just keep spending. And then hire 87,000 IRS agents because that's going to help.
That's probably going to get passed today or tomorrow.
That bill. Oh my God.
I mean, I know.
Oh, it just gives me anxiety.
It should. It should. By the way, even though Joe Biden and Jill are constantly going off to their beach house in Delaware, now he and Jill and Hunter, his wife, and their kid got on Air Force One to go to Kiowa Island for a week. They are now doing another week-long vacation together in my future home state, which I do not appreciate.
Well, I mean, it is a lovely place to go, but shouldn't he be... shouldn't Hunter be getting raided by the FBI?
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Think that he should be the one? Yeah. But no, again, with the Democrat privilege, again.
Yeah. And we definitely have to get into the judge that signed off on that raid warrant. We got to get into that in just a minute. But first, quick reminder, you guys, 65% off of the most popular package at GenuCell.com/chicks. This is the skincare, you guys, that we just told you about last week or earlier this week. I can't remember now. I think last week that our friend Morgan, Facebook insider extraordinaire, she finally bit the bullet and she got herself some GenuCell and now she is raving. And she has decided that the XV cream, the XV stands for extra velvety, which I just love. And I think GenuCell should totally use that if they're not already, because that's how you would describe, and this comes in the most popular package. It's their anti-wrinkle moisturizer, which feels like butter. Like it feels like butter that somehow instantly absorbs, but also feels like fluffy and soft and not greasy at all. Freaking amazing. She's a fan. We're fans. 65% off plus an extra 10% off when you use code CHICKS at the checkout. GenuCell.com/chicks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And don't forget to check out our deep dive this week, you guys. We talked to Dr. Sean and from Jace Medical. You can get your Jace case. Just check it out. It's a fantastic deep dive. Anybody who prepped for anything, even if you're not a prepper, you really need to listen to this deep dive and then check out everything about it. Check out Jace Medical. Check him out. Check everything that we talked about out. It's just a really informative and fantastic deep dive this week. So I highly recommend it.
Super mm-hmm. eye-opening. So let's talk about this raid a little bit more, because Jesse Waters was absolutely losing his mind last night about the judge. A lot of people are going crazy about this particular judge, not just because they signed the warrant, but because this judge is so openly partisan on his own social media platforms. Look at this.
Details on the crooked judge who signed off on the raid at Trump's house. The primetime team did a little digging. And it turns out Judge Bruce Reinhart, not only a corrupt left winger, but he also hates Donald Trump as much as a liberal librarian. In 2017, he wrote this, quote, John Lewis, the conscience of America. Donald Trump doesn't have the moral stature to kiss John Lewis's feet. And then he added, at long last, you left no sense of decency. To the judge who gave the go-ahead to ransack the president's house as an Obama donor with Trump derangement syndrome. And he has so little integrity, he just puts this all out there on Facebook. So the FBI judge shopped for this.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, who's shocked? Who's shocked? Raise your hand. I mean, honestly, is anybody shocked by this?
It's just every time you think it can't get more ridiculous, it does. I mean, it's just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Kilmeade was talking about this as well. And he has a different sort of way of making fun of people. And so I thought it was funny the way that he did this. Watch.
Meet the Justice Department, raided the home of Joe Biden's former and possible future opponent, Donald Trump. We've now learned the judge who signed off on the raid's an interesting character. His name is Bruce Reinhardt. He wrote anti-Trump rants on Facebook. Why not? He clearly should have recused himself, right? He shared posts from a leftist account called Woke Folks. Here's a photo from the judge's Facebook. Look at that. He is there drinking whiskey with an entire pack of Oreos. Imagine what his aorta looks like.
He also shared a post about, you know, kids and their white privilege. It was a video. And it was, did you see that? It was a video where it was like, you know, take two steps forward if you, you know, did X, you know, and it was all about white privilege and like shaming kids for being white. I mean, this guy's a piece of work, you guys. And again, he does. He shares the most ridiculous stuff on his social media. And it just shows you insight into who this human being is.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is the guy that did it. Of course, he's just like this woke liberal jerk off. And it's and you're looking at this going, who's surprised? Who is surprised by this? They had to handpick who was going to do this. Oh, we'll pick this guy. And it's like, surprise. I mean, unbelievable. It just gets better and better and better, doesn't it?
Yeah. God. And apparently the same judge has many connections and in fact defended a lot of Jeffrey Epstein's staff. And so people are like, well, but that doesn't mean he was Epstein's lawyer. Oh, so he just happened to actually be the lawyer for all of Jeff Epstein's staff, but there's no connection there. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right. He seems like a real stand-up guy.
Right.
Defending the people who knew that there was trafficking going on. Yeah, okay. All right. He seemed a really great, moral, upstanding guy. Gross. Yeah.
Also, this is like nothing to do with anything, but Nancy Pelosi, now she's of course back from her visit to Taiwan. And so she had a presser yesterday and was asked a very interesting question because apparently she decided that she was going to take a family member with her on her Asian trip and she took her son. And so she got a very interesting question from one of the reporters yesterday and her demeanor, you guys, watch this.
There are some reports that your son
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. His role was to be my escort. Usually we invited spouses. Not all could come, but I had him come, and I was very proud that he was there, and I'm thrilled, and it was nice for me.
Did he have any business dealings?
No, he did not. Of course he did not.
Oh, of course he did. What was that?
I don't know.
What is that? Nancy. Like, it's a totally different Nancy. She's all like... So bizarre.
Right. Yeah, and then like, the way that she was like, of course not. Well, the next question should have been, why of course not? Because apparently that's common practice for the president. Why would we not assume the same for you?
Yeah.
But no one's going to ask that.
And so then why would he go? And he does have, I mean, really, if you listen to news reports, he does have business over there. He does have
her son?
Business dealings. Yeah. He has business dealings over there. So you're kind of a liar. You're a liar.
Shocker.
Yeah. And if he didn't have business over there, then you think that they would be arm in arm doing some stuff, taking pictures, doing grip and grins, you know, and she would be happy to show him off. She'd be like, this is my son. Because that's what I would do. If it were my daughter and she were there personally, I would be like, well, come here, honey. You know, it's like, take a picture with mom. And this is it would be a personal thing. And I'd be like, I'd be delighted to have her with me taking pictures. Why didn't she do that? Why was it so hush hush and weird? You know?
I don't know.
Why was she so defensive? What's so defensive and weird, Nancy?
She was so weird because she was like, I mean, that was the strangest Nancy Pelosi version ever.
Yeah.
So bizarre. So we need to remind people that this past weekend you attended a Beto O'Rourke town hall in a nearby city. And you captured some video. There's some of it on our Chicks on the Right TikTok. You can check out some video that she posted from that. And what I was, and you were very well behaved. You did wear your t-shirt that said, "Don't California my Texas," which was good.
Yep.
And he apparently looked at you a lot.
He did. Yep.
Because he was probably hot for you, honestly.
Don't think so. I don't even know, is the guy straight? I don't know. Like we stared at each other the whole time. I can't tell. We stared at each other. I mean, we did look at each other and make eye contact a lot. I mean, I was basically the only conservative in the room. A lot of people made eye contact with me the whole time. But I mean, he's just such a phony, you guys. Everybody there was so smitten with him. And I was just disgusted by that. Cause it's like, he's like that guy in high school that is trying to pull the wool over your eyes, and you're just like, I'm on to you, dude. I don't want to go to prom with you. You know what I mean? Like, gross. He's that guy. And I'm grossed out by so many people who are just enamored with him because he's so full of crap. Yeah. It's just icky. Yeah.
Well, he made, you know, quite a number of rounds, or he is making all the rounds, obviously trying to become governor in your state. And so even that same day, there was, I don't remember what city he was in, but there was another city that he went to, and then video of it afterwards where people just basically drove him out, like where they were, you know, holding up Trump flags and they were basically heckling him on his way out of that particular town hall. And so right. I was hoping that yours would have been a little more raucous, but we now have some video of a more raucous event. I don't know what city this took place in Texas, but yesterday Beto was talking about AR-15s. You know, he hates the AR-15s. He's wanting to basically take them. He says that they're military weapons. And so he was going on this tear about AR-15s. And there was a heckler in the crowd who said, "Ha!" like that. when he And you'll hear it. But Beto's response to that heckler, all I can tell you, you guys, is hide your kids, hide your wives.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased by an 18-year-old who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, motherfucker, but it's not funny to me, okay?
Yeah, he the speech leading up to it, he said the same stuff at the rally that I was at. I mean, he basically has like a canned speech that he does, right? Yeah. Wow, that's nice that I bet he said that in front of children too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And the crowd loved it. I mean, you can hear them absolutely erupt in cheering. They absolutely loved it. So that's who wants to be the governor of Texas, you guys. That clown right there. And I mean, all the stuff he said is nonsense.
And listen, when he ran against Ted Cruz, it was close. It was way too close. So, you know, everybody that is in here, he's an idiot. He's a total idiot. The guy is an idiot. And he's also a phony. He's a complete phony. I'm not buying anything that guy is selling. I saw him. I was 7 feet away from him. He's a complete phony, okay? But the problem is that people are snowed by him. And it was way too close when he ran against Ted Cruz. It terrifies me. Because Texas is purple right now. It's not completely red. And so people, you know, when they shared that video going around of, oh, they ran him out of it was like Rockdale or something. They ran him out.
I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, they ran him out of there, whatever. And that's Texas. A lot of conservative sites are sharing that. And I'm like, kind of freaked me out because everybody thinks that it's just like a sure thing that, you know, that he could run against like Abbott and Abbott can beat him. It's not a sure thing, you guys, because so many people on the right side are complacent or they think it's a sure thing. It's not a sure thing. People are crazy these days. And there are a lot of Democrats living in Texas. They have literally invaded the state. Believe me, I drive on the roads here and I see like California plates, Washington plates. I mean, I see they are here and they are voting and it freaks me out.
That goes back to your point yesterday about making sure to vote. Even if you're feeling like the system is rigged or whatever, you have to be overwhelming. You have to come out in overwhelming numbers. That's the way to win. What you should also have on hand in your house right now before all the S hits the fan is nice sheets on your bed, you guys.
That's right.
Live it up right now before the zombies come. Make sure you've got yourself some dream sheets from MyPillow on your bed right now. Huge, huge sale on their Percale dream sheets. Now, the queen size set, for example, normally it's $89.98. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com/chicks, it's only $39.98 when you use code chicks. And on top of that, and that's, by the way, for all sizes of sheets, there's huge discounts no matter what size you get. But then also it's buy one, get one on their towels and their pillows. So now is the time to stock up.
The towels, yeah. The pillows, all of it, you guys. It's just so great. They have flip-flops there, too, that are amazing. Listen, I know we're not supposed to talk about them right now, but I freaking love them. You have no idea. I'm wearing them right now. Like, they're amazing, you guys. I love them. I'm just saying, they have everything. You need to go to their site, check everything out, and then just use our code CHICKS for everything. Everything.
MyPillow.com/CHICKS. Do it right now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so now for the final video before we get to your sack of whack. There was this video, a news report about a 9-year-old trans kid. A 9-year-old. And they did this feature piece on her, him, I don't even know. And then the mom is sitting next to the child in the TV interview, mouthing along the words that are coming out of this kid's face. Like, it is 100% rehearsed and so despicable on the part of the mother that this is the kind of information she's planting into her child to tell the news. It's almost like you can't even believe it when you watch it, but you're going to see that it's absolutely happening. Watch.
9-year-old Kieran Clausen collects crystals. She dabbles in face paint and she loves sports.
What do you play?
I did play volleyball, soccer, and I want to play basketball.
To Kieran, who's transgender, it's not about racking up victories.
I don't want to win any trophies for it, though. I feel like that's the most unfair way to compete because it's not about winning.
What's it about?
Having fun with your friends for it, though. I feel like that's the most unfair way to compete because it's not about winning.
Kieran seems undeterred with a message now about her journey.
Never stop being you. That's it.
Never stop being you.
There's so many kids that don't even have the opportunity to express who they really are. We are acknowledging more people as who they are than taking something away from somebody else.
Just disgusting.
Yeah.
Just
what is it?
Sick.
What is it that we said it was trans housing by proxy? Is that what that is?
Oh my God.
Oh my God is right. God, that is, I mean, that's child abuse.
It's just so vile. I mean, I just could not believe that she was that blatant about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just truly.
They got it on camera.
Yeah.
And for all intents and purposes, that's a left-wing media outlet. And I can't believe that they did that. I can't believe that they actually filmed them. You think that they would have been like, well, crap, let's not play that, you know?
Yeah. I would love for a reporter to have said, why are you mouthing the word? Have you guys rehearsed this? Like,
right?
Why not call her out in the moment?
Because
I would have been like,
unbelievable.
This looks sketch as hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it needs
sketch.
To be called out.
Craziness. God. Yeah, liberalism is a mental disorder. That is for sure. Okay, so whack. What could be whacker than that, right? Okay, so Kenya had an election. They had an election on the 9th. They're still, apparently, as of 7 hours ago, they're still trying to figure out the outcome of that election. I looked.
Do they have mail-in voting?
I don't know. It's probably as crazy as ours, right? But it's for the president. So there's this one guy that's running, and this is the whack part of it is that there's this one guy that's running. His name is George Wajakoya, and he was really far behind the two front runners. But he has this thing called the Ganja Tribe. And he's gained attention of a bunch of young voters and everything. He's well behind in the polls. But the reason that he's gained a bunch of attention is that he's running on like ganja and hyena testicles because he wants
That's
to make
platform.
His platform is basically pot and hyena testicles. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting in this article is that he wants to be able to establish a medical cannabis industry and export animal parts to China because, and I didn't know this, you guys, but in China, hyena testicles are considered a delicacy. Did you know that?
To eat? So this to is eat. Like to eat them?
Yeah. Hyena balls are considered a delicacy in China. Did you guys know that? Did you know that?
Okay, but like who was the first person who was like, you know what we should try?
Let's eat a hyena ball. Looks good. Let's eat it. Let's just rip that sucker right off and just pop it in our mouth. So good.
Why?
With a nice Chianti. Right. So that just makes me look, I wasn't a big fan of China before. But now I'm looking at China going, see, I mean, it's bad enough you guys eat dogs, but you eat, but hyena testicles. So anyway, it's like through the Kenya election, I've learned yet another fact about China that I don't like.
God.
It's whack. So
that's whack.
There you go. There's a nice little tidbit. You guys can use that at a cocktail party this weekend. You're welcome. Today's Thursday, right?
It is. It is indeed.
I'm really glad. I'm glad that it's Thursday. You guys got big plans today? Everybody got big plans? I mean, listen, everybody should have big plans because there's 0% inflation today. So we all should be celebrating.
Yeah, go buy yourself some stuff. That's
Woo!
Right.
Yeah, everybody bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. It's going to be a big day, big Thursday for everybody with 0% inflation. Astrid's really excited about it. Everybody have a fantastic, I know Astrid wants to say hello today. She's like, screw cash, I'm saying hello. Everybody have a great day and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
China is buying up huge amounts of American farmland, and much of it is curiously close to key U.S. nuclear sites. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I found during my reporting in Montana about Communist China's aggressive ambitions in the United States and how the world is still giving it a pass on COVID. I'll also share the latest heartbreaking story about how the people flooding our borders are being exploited by cartels and our own government. Join me. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.